a progressive evidence-based treatment that utilizes an FDA-approved tourniquet to reduce blood flow to an extremity during exercise. Blood flow-restricted rehabilitation allows significant strength gains with minimal stress to the involved joint. This is ideal for anyone that is unable to tolerate high-intensity workouts, including pre- and post-surgery. PT Associates of Emporia at 12th and Industrial, 620-208-7878.
All the latest sports news and views, actions and reactions, your questions and comments. This is Saturday Morning Sports Talk on KVOE, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, live and local.
And welcome to Saturday Morning Sports Talk. We are driven by LongmineAuto.com. Tim Miller, Dylan Sherwood in studio with you as Greg Ray making the final regular season road trip with the Emporia State Lady Hornets and Hornets, as those teams will take on Lincoln later on this afternoon. Of course, games that you can hear on Mix 104.9 later on today. We are joined in studio by a couple of victorious coaches last night, as both the Emporia High girls and boys pick up wins on the road in Junction City. So, Dylan, a nice doubleheader sweep for both. Good way to wrap up the road portion of the schedule.
And spoiling Junction City's senior night as well.
So not a bad night at all, and we will turn our attentions first to Coach Dorsey, who's a girls. Well, Coach, kind of an easy one here for you, 45-19. I know we were talking before we went on air. I kind of enjoyed that one. You guys have been in some tight contests, and not bad to kind of sit back and just watch the girls play a little ball and have no stress.
Well, I wish there was no stress associated with it. That comes with coaching 17-year-old girls. But, yeah, no, I told them. I'm not going to lie to you. I feel like our last five games, top 10 against Hayden, top 10 against Topeka High, and Manhattan just played Rule within five, and we're playing Rule again, so top 10 again. And I told him, I said, I would really be okay with a big victory here. We can just kind of relax and supervise and facilitate. And, you know, I thought it was an opportunity to do that. And if we took care of business, that's what it should have looked like. And they did. You know, like I said, I think it was a little bit rough start to start, but, you know, they win by 30. Kind of pull away or win by 26, whatever. But I'm okay with that. And again, like I told you, anyone's lying if they say they don't want that every once in a while. It's not bad.
Coach, again, that beginning of the game where, you know, it was tight because you knew what Junction had to offer with Ava De Guzman and the Jeter girl. And they wanted to play hard against you guys early last night, and they certainly did. And, you know, you guys had a 7-point lead, and then it grows, and then all of a sudden you held them scoreless for over 12 minutes of that ball game last night.
Yeah. You know, everybody wants to keep it close, but, you know, it depends on how that goes during the week of what it looks like on the game day. But, you know, early on, I think there's not that 500-point basket, and I think kids struggle with that. And again, they hear constantly, you should win, you should win, you should win. Okay, yeah, we should, you're right. But and then all of a sudden they start to panic and rush and try to get that big splash to go in, and it doesn't. And, you know, we're up 7 or 9 at half. I told him, I said, that's a 20-point win. That's a big win. Just relax. And I didn't think we played well the first half. I didn't think we played bad. I just thought that we played their game a little bit. We were kind of sped up. It was physical. I felt like we were getting frustrated and, again, and panicking a little bit because, oh, gosh, we're supposed to win. You know, then you talk about she scored, I think, with, like, 3 minutes in the second half or second quarter. And we held them scoreless that third quarter. And that's something we work on. You know, we are a defensive team. We have been since the beginning of time. We're going to guard you. And if you can't guard, you don't play as much. And that's just the bottom line. And that's what we expect. And I think we're getting some kids over there that kind of buy into that with their eyes and understand that the seriousness of that. And honestly, I think we've played some good D down the stretch here. I thought we played well against Manhattan defensively. I thought we played well, you know, against T-High and Hayden defensively. And I think that's just something that is starting to kind of click for us and bought in. To hold them scoreless for 12 minutes, I don't care who you're playing, that's still pretty good focus and good attention to detail.
Well, and, too, typically when you have two teams that on paper, certainly, you were a heavy favorite to win that game. And typically what happens, depth of the better team kind of prevails. And I think that's what happened last night.
Yeah, and I thought our bench was pretty good. You know, Hamilton's a kid that has played and then not played in those closer games because offensively we need a basket, and that's just not her strength. And, you know, last night she went in a face guarded just because the girl had hit two threes on us and I didn't want to watch it anymore. And I said, face guard her. I don't want to see it go up again. And she did, you know, and she did a good job. She stayed with her. It got physical, and she did what she should. Zeta came in off the bench, and Zeta's just a kid that's continued to grow and get some rebounds and guards. And man, if you watch her hop, she can jump and kind of hang time. It's kind of pretty to watch. And Ryan Peake, again, a kid who's kind of – we've been trying to get her going, and all of a sudden, I mean, she's helping us down the stretch for sure. So our depth for sure better be better. You know, and I think that was a difference. I don't think they had very many kids over there, and the way we play, which we're going to push them and run them and get after you defensively, I think that's hard to sustain for 32 minutes against a team who lacks some depth.
What was it like to get girls in there with the depth that you have, and especially getting your top players rest heading into next week?
It's always good. You know, as a program, you try to build that, and you know, you want your bench to be able to contribute. We actually yelled at them in the locker room at the end because they only scored 5 points the second half, and four of them came the last minute. You know, and you know, if you're going to play for us, I don't care if we're up 30 or 10, man, you're going to guard. And it's not a good look. You know, we don't like it. We're going to win commandingly, and we want to win our way. And, you know, we were actually frustrated with that. So they have the same expectation. You know, it's not just these kids do this and you guys do that. No, you're all going to do it. What's good for the big dog is good all the way on down. And, you know, that's what you like to see. Like I said, I was happy for our bench. I think, you know, Demia Zapata is another kid who came in and helps us, and she's played JV and done well, but, you know, it's just hard to get her time when she's behind Rebecca Snyder. And, you know, I thought Rebecca had a rough night offensively, but I didn't think she played bad. But what was good to see is Lexi got us going early. She hit two threes from the exact same spot, pretty as can be, and Kermer had a great night offensively, and it's good to see when other kids can step up and help carry you when Rebecca had an off night offensively. Honestly, I don't think she played bad, but I know she was disappointed, but she was mature, and she handled it, and she supported her teammates. It wasn't her night.
And at a time when Kermer was scoring the basketball left and right, I'm like, all right, this is the Addie Kermer show. And I didn't break out all-star Addie Kermer, but she was an all-star in that second quarter because she scored all 9 of those points in the second quarter for you guys, and it carried on over into the third. And then I think AJ hit a shot, and then I think Zeta
had four.
Zeta hit back-to-back buckets, and I'm like, okay. It doesn't have to be all Addie Kermer.
No, and it can't be all Addie Kermer. You know, Addie plays well against those teams. They're focused on Rebecca. You know, when they send Rebecca had two or three kids hanging on her arms half the time, so it's hard to score when that's the case. And then, you know, Addie's a good penetrator, and we kind of moved her in the zone to a spot where I think she can attack better and get more rebounds, and I thought she did a nice job of that last night. And she finished better, and it's good to see, too, because Addie hadn't scored the game before. I think she only had 5. And we told them it doesn't matter. You know what I mean? I think with kids and parents and fans and the world today, man, you score 22, you score 24. No, we won. We won 60 to whatever it was. You know, whether you score 5 or 24, you find a way to help us. And Kermit was in the flip spot the last couple games. She had 5, but she still helped us. You know, last night it was her turn offensively, and Rebecca's wasn't. But AJ, like I said, AJ stays after every single day and shoots. So she's a good shooter. She just has to get rid of the they're not gardener type mentality. So to watch that go in is good for her too. And like I said, Zeta contributed offensively. Ryan got to the basket a couple times. You know, you need those 4 to 6 points down the bench to help with Rebecca and Addie.
Got one more game left in the regular season. Of course, it'd be one with Washburn Rule. I know a team that you would love to knock off before the season is done. But you're sitting at 16-3, you're 7-2 in the league. Do you like where this team sits?
I do. You know, I'm super disappointed because when I think back, I'm like, we should be 19-1 probably. You're 18-1 right now. And that's, I mean, Seaman obviously is good, and Manhattan is a good team. But man, if only, right? You could go back and, man, if only, that'd be a pretty special season. But 16-3 is pretty good. Like I said, in terms of sports, you know, call me whatever, I'd say that's a pretty good record, and we've had not some successful seasons across Emporia High's realm. So we had a good year last year. The girls' basketball team, I think, has performed well, and that's reality. So I am happy with that. You know, they have a chance to knock off Rule, but, man, talk about Washburn Rule. They're so – again, I got nothing but respect and love for them, as much as Dylan shared with me. They beat me 23 times or something.
Well,
I'd like to say those are not all mine.
Carolyn, it's 23 consecutive losses dating back to even before I was in high school.
I appreciate that, because I wanted to just clarify. Those are not all my losses.
No, those are not all your losses.
That you want to hear, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it was really kind of
you.
Well,
let's break this 23-game losing streak thing, Carolyn.
Just fun fact for you. Just fun fact. You know, I appreciate honesty. I thrive in that kind of setting.
But the good news is the girls, after the first time they play, they know they can play with them.
We can play with them. We do, and we have a shot any night, you know, and I think, and it's not a knock to Rule, you know. Zoe's hurt right now, which that helps us because she's hard to guard, you know. She's going to KU. Man, Delay is going to Kentucky, you know. That I told Kevin, I said, we don't feel bad for you, you got two Division I kids instead of three right now, you know. Here my kids are small and mighty, but we're going to give you everything we got. But no, they're extremely class act, you know. Washburn Rule, their gym is great, their administration is great, they treat us well, everything about them is a class act. And you see their success. I don't think it's a coincidence. That's how they carry themselves. And, you know, they got kids that can play, and it'll be a challenge, but we can hang. We did it up there. You know, they might come in and whoop us by 20. I don't know. It could have been a fluke up there, but I don't believe that's the case. I think our girls have a shot, and I think they are playing well and not young and naive enough to believe that they have a shot. But, man, obviously Rule's the favor. All we got to do is go out and play and give them a game. And I think if you get us into those final minutes, we have a chance. But we got to be better than we were up there.
Is this a good opponent, though, to play to end the year heading into sub-state? I mean, just to give you a little more of a push and maybe make you a little more prepared?
I wouldn't have said that early on. And honestly, I think in the fall when we were scheduling it, I was like, you know, if we end with that one, whatever. You know, Rule's just so talented. But honestly, yeah, I do think it's good. You know, again, I wouldn't mind a 30-point victory to go into sub-state, but it's fine. It'll make us better. They are. They're like I said, they'll probably be at the tournament, be my guess. And you know, we played them close, and we folded. We were bad at their place. Again, we talked about, we were selfish, we were pouty, we were soft, and we took them to overtime. I mean, if only, what can happen? You know, and I think we're better now. We're more mature. We've grown up. We've kind of eliminated some of that. Our body language is better, and they're tougher. And so I do think it's a good opportunity. I'm curious to see how we match up. You know, why not? We don't have a lot of time left, and let's see what we can do against them.
Rural has a tough game on Monday against Blue Valley, and that's a team that's had some success in 6A recently.
Yeah, I'd be torn on that because I don't know if they're better to play if they've lost before us or not, because they don't lose back-to-back very often. So I'm not sure that I really want them to struggle against Blue Valley. I'm thinking if they struggle against Blue Valley, they're probably coming for vengeance. I'd prefer us to knock them off than Blue Valley. But, yeah.
Well, you know, next Saturday the pairings will come out for a sub-state. It looks like, though, right now you're number three, guaranteed to be three or four at this point. That's both sub-state games at home potentially here, Coach. Pretty good spot to be in.
Yeah, you know, and again, I'm happy for this group. I think coming in, losing a strong senior class above them, how are they going to perform? We talked about growing up. Are they going to be mature enough to handle our league and the games we play? And I don't know that we thought they were. I'm not going to lie to you. You know, we joked last night. We thought we might be 500. We didn't know. You know, it's always an experience. And, man, they've handled themselves well. Again, I think it's funny because all of a sudden we forget that about some of the trials and tribulations, and all of a sudden they're just this good basketball team. And it's if you weren't with us when we're down, you're not with us right now. Right now, we've got a select group here, but you know they deserve it. They work hard. They're understanding how to play a full game. They're understanding how to max out their potential. They've been good basketball players. That's not been the challenge. The challenge is, can we make you even better? Can we make you a great team? And yeah, I like where they're at. You know, sitting top three in sub-state, again, I think some people might say that's expected, but and it is for us. But again, you got to realize what they've done this year, and I think they've done a lot. And overall, I'm pretty proud of them. Again, we've had some struggles, but they've worn it well. And like I said, I'm happy for them.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the win last night. Best of luck against Washburn. Roll it, snap the dreaded 23-game losing streak and get us ready for sub-state.
Like I said, thank you for that. That was Brendan or the guy from Topeka, too. Thank you for sharing that. Fun fact.
I saw it on his game notes, and he had tweeted it, and I was trying to think about it when a couple weeks ago. I'm like, when is the last time Emporia High has beat Washburn Rural on the girls' side? And it was February 13, 2007, a 44-42 win.
I was there for that one.
Yeah, I figured you guys were. Like I said, and FYI.
I feel a long time ago, too.
I was in college at the time.
Thank
so
you, Carolyn. That makes me feel better.
So you know, I was not in charge at the time. So, and thereafter, either. I didn't take over until later that, a couple years. So I'm just saying, they're not all my losses. But now, well, like I said, it's a good stat. It is what it is. Again, Washburn Rural, everyone knows their girls' basketball is phenomenal. So we're going to give them, you know what, and see where we end up.
Well, Coach, best of luck to you.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
All right, Carolyn Dorsey, the girls' basketball coach in Emporia High, off of a 45-19 win last night at Junction City. Again, they are now 16-3 on the season. Let's go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll talk with Victorious boys coach Lee Baldwin. This is Saturday Morning Sports Talk. We're driven by LongmineAuto.com.
Everyone's transportation needs are different, and everyone knows that. Depending on your stage of life, your needs will continue to change. That's why, at Longbine Auto Plaza, we're ready to help you find the right vehicle and provide you with the best customer service available, too. We have a professional sales team that can match your needs with the right new Chevy or Buick models. Or if you're looking for a pre-owned model, we've got those, too. We'll even be glad to make an offer to you on your current vehicle if you're wanting to sell it. Remember, after the sale, our award-winning service will always be ready to keep you on the road. Our commitment to you, our customer, will always be there. So come in today and let us help you find what you're looking for. That's Longbine Auto Plaza in Emporia. Come see us or visit us at www.longbineauto.com. Longbine Auto Plaza, where we do business right. Chevy, find new roads.
Are you looking to start or expand a business in the area? Do you want to invest in property development? Do you want to help build or grow events that draw people to our area? Are you someone that wants to volunteer to make the region better? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Emporia Main Street is the organization for you. Visit Emporia Main Street at 727 Commercial Street or visit us online at emporiamainstreet.com. Your path to a better community starts at Emporia Main Street.
I'm Ryan Radke with This Week in the NCAA on Westwood One. Northeastern beat Harvard to win the men's 2023 Beanpot Championship. The Huskies defeated the Crimson in a shootout, the first time the Hockey Classic has been decided that way in its 70-year history. In the second round of the shootout, Northeastern goalie Devin Levi denied Harvard's Alex LaFerriere to seal the win. The Huskies have now won four of the last five Beanpot Championships. Last week in men's D1 lacrosse, Loyola Maryland upset the second-ranked Maryland Terrapins 12-7. Then, minutes later, and only a few miles away, Johns Hopkins stunned number 3 Georgetown in a 13-12 thriller. The Blue Jays were led by junior attackman Russell Melendez, who finished with a career-high 4 goals.
I mean, we practice for days like this, and it doesn't always work out perfect, but that's what we do, and we expected this. So, yeah, I mean, the team's grateful, I'm grateful, and I'm excited for the season.
Another Brady was dominating on Super Bowl Sunday. That's next on This Week in the NCAA.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
UCLA softball junior Maya Brady, the niece of seven-time Super Bowl champ Tom Brady, is continuing to establish her own legacy. Brady had a huge four games last weekend. She had a school record 11 consecutive hits and finished 13 of 16 with four home runs and 13 RBIs. She was named the National Player of the Week by D1 Softball. That's This Week in the NCAA. I'm Ryan Radke on Westwood One.
Live and local sports news and views. Saturday morning sports talk on 96.9 FM and 1400 AM KVOE.
And welcome back to Saturday morning sports talk. Again, Tim Miller, Dylan Sherwood in studio. Greg Ray on the road heading to Jefferson City, Missouri for the Hornet games later on this afternoon on Mix 104.9. And we now turn our attentions to Lee Baldwin and his Emporia High boys. And, well, Coach, I tell you what a great win on the road. And, man, you really turned the page as far as the Junction City series is concerned. I think they beat you by like 13 the first time around. And you flipped the script and beat them by 14. Great road win for your guys.
Thank you very much. It was a fun night, and our guys played really well, and we deserved that win.
Coach, last night, after they got up 6-2, you just kind of took control of that game, and I thought the spark, and we mentioned in the post game last night, was when River Peters came in, because he had a couple big shots early, and he had the dunk right before the end of the first quarter, and that dunk put you guys up 8.
Yeah, River played really well. The shots that he hit were timely shots that gave us momentum or halted their momentum. So his points, I thought, were even more crucial last night for us and to withstand their runs.
Coach, I missed your post-game interview, so I didn't get a chance to hear everything you had to say after the game. But it just seems to me, Parker Leeds had 16 to lead the way. And it just seems to me when he is scoring the basketball and doing things like that, it really leads to good things for your basketball team.
Parker played really well last night. He was very aggressive. He had 5 rebounds. He finished around the basket really well. As I've told Dylan throughout the year, for whatever reason, when Parker plays well offensively, we are really good offensively. Our best games this year have been when Parker has played well. And he was our best player last night. He played really well.
And arguably one of the best plays I saw from Parker last night was off a miss. He goes up with his right hand and tips it in on a putback, which I was like, what? He just did that with one hand?
I didn't know he had that type of explosiveness in
him. I didn't know that either.
I asked him at halftime if he'd had more sugar than normal to get that boost, because if you know Parker at all, he could run through a wall in 2 seconds with his sugar boost. So he played really well last night. I'm really happy for him because, he was really good.
You've got 14 wins now. This team had 4 wins last year. How much has team chemistry played a part in this?
You know, I don't want to over-exaggerate, but I would take our team chemistry against anybody's. We're bought in. Everybody knows their role. Everybody's comfortable with their role now. I think that's the big thing. There's a difference between knowing your role and being comfortable with your role. And our guys know exactly what we have to do to win games. It may not be pretty one night. It may not be your night to be the offensive hero. But our guys are completely bought into what they're needing to do to give ourselves a chance on that night. And when that happens, it's really fun, because then you're taking ownership of what you're doing. And I think for young males, when you take ownership and responsibility of what you're doing, that's pretty powerful.
The Turner kid was the one that went off against you guys last night inside. But you got to like the way you contained the Austin kid, Deontay Baker, Boganowski, because both Deontay Baker and Jackson Austin were the two that got you guys in that first matchup.
I think we've done a really good job of, when we've played these teams a second go-around, of taking away or making it really difficult on the guy that hurt us the first time. And I've always been a big believer, and this goes back to the Bill Belichick mindset, is we're going to try to make you play left-handed, or we're going to try to take away with what you do best. And if you beat us doing something else, then great, you deserve that. So our mindset was to take away 11 and take away 4, because those are the two guys that really hurt us the first go-around.
Yeah.
And that was the goal last night. And then Tuesday when we played Manhattan, the goal was different, and it was to take away the big fella inside. So we're really trying to take away or make it really difficult on their best players.
Yeah, Sheldon Butler Lawson held him to 2 points, but he only had one in the first matchup. So that's pretty good for a kid that's averaging 8 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, and 2 steals a contest. And he's going to go play Division II football at Minnesota State.
Yeah, he has the ball in his hands quite a bit. So even though his points per game isn't really gaudy, we knew that if he was getting into the paint and splitting us and getting other people's shots, that was going to be problematic for us. So, yeah, we did a really good job of taking away their best players.
Obviously, it's now late in the regular season, just one game left. Do you feel like your squad's playing their best basketball now?
Without question. I mean, last week was a phenomenal week for us. I mean, we held Manhattan to 40. They scored 78 last night against Washburn. You know, we went into Junction City and won on their senior night when they had beaten us before pretty handily. And this is the best time of year to be playing your best. And we get a chance to play for a league title on Friday, which Emporia hadn't won one of those since I graduated high school. So it's been almost 20 years. So having a chance to play for something really special on Friday is special.
Yeah, it comes down to you and Washburn Rural for everything.
Yeah,
so, man, what a kind of what I mentioned with Coach Dorsey, I think that's a great game to get to play before you get to the postseason.
I mean, if you want to win a league title, you got to go through the best teams. I mean, you can't hide. And, you know, they've got the best player in our league. They won one late against us the first go-around up there, but I couldn't think of a better situation or environment to play for a league title at our place on senior night against a team that, you know, it was preseason first to win our league. We'll have a great crowd. I mean, I'm getting goosebumps talking about it now. Like it's going to be awesome, and I'm really excited for our guys because I think they've earned the right to play in big games. And when we talked about it last night, I said, if you win tonight, you're going to play for a league title. So, you know, every game from here on out has added significance.
And also, you look at you guys and Rural, both you and Alex Hutchins in your first year at the respective schools too. I think that's the most interesting kind of storyline too. Two first year coaches at new schools.
You know, I think when you first come in, regardless of what your philosophical beliefs are as a coach, the hardest thing to do with young men is to get them to, one, listen, and then two, after they listen, to actually follow through with that. And you can do it a bunch of different ways. You can yell at them. You can treat them with kid gloves. You could provide data to them right in front of their face that is factual. It's a constant switching of those methods to get them to buy into what we're trying to do. Our guys have never struggled with what we're trying to run defensively or offensively. The challenge this year has been for guys to, hey, I know you did this last year, but that's not going to help us win this year. Here's the data to back it up. And sometimes that takes 2 to 3 months to get that done. You know, we've told certain guys, hey, this dribbling thing, this isn't for you. Like, don't dribble. Just don't dribble, because when you do, you turn it over. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just saying, like, we need you on the floor, but when you dribble, you turn it over. You know, hey, you can't shoot this type of shot because it does not go in. We're not saying you're not a good player, but we got to put you in a better spot to be good. Please listen to what we're telling you to do. And it's taken a lot of time to do that. You know, with high school guys, that's hard. You know, guys have egos, they have pride. So when you tell a guy, hey, don't dribble because you turn it over. Well, this is basketball. Everybody dribbles. Yeah, I know, but that's not helping us win. So our guys are to the point now where they understand what they need to do individually to help us win. And that's exciting because our guys are having a lot of fun right now.
Well, and with the great regular season that you've now put together, hopefully it ends with a league championship, but you put yourself in a position to where you'll get a home game in postseason.
Yeah. If you had told me before the season we're going to get a home game, regardless of what our record was, I would have signed up for that right from the get-go. So the good news is, you know, we're locked into the sixth seed. We're most likely going to play Carroll, so we can already start preparing for them. So that gives us some extra time to start preparing for what we're going to see with them the following Wednesday. Getting a home game for the postseason is exciting because we've played really well at home this year. So excited to have that.
Well, Coach, congratulations.
Thank you.
What a great win last night at Junction City. Best of luck against Washburn on Friday. I know that gym will be really, really juiced, and it should be a great night.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right, Emporia High head basketball coach Lee Baldwin. His kids now 14-5 on the year, 7-2 in the league, and they will play for a league championship Friday night when they take on Washburn Rural. Let's go ahead and squeeze in our second break here. When we come back, we'll bring Greg Ray in. We'll talk a little Hornet basketball. This is Saturday Morning Sports Talk. We're driven by LombineAuto.com.
Everyone's transportation needs are different, and everyone knows that. Depending on your stage of life, your needs will continue to change. That's why, at Longbine Auto Plaza, we're ready to help you find the right vehicle and provide you with the best customer service available, too. We have a professional sales team that can match your needs with the right new Chevy or Buick models. Or if you're looking for a pre-owned model, we've got those, too. We'll even be glad to make an offer to you on your current vehicle if you're wanting to sell it. Remember, after the sale, our award-winning service will always be ready to keep you on the road. Our commitment to you, our customer, will always be there. So come in today and let us help you find what you're looking for. That's Longbine Auto Plaza in Emporia. Come see us or visit us at www.longbineauto.com. Longbine Auto Plaza, where we do business right. Chevy, find new roads.
Are you looking to start or expand a business in the area? Do you want to invest in property development? Do you want to help build or grow events that draw people to our area? Are you someone that wants to volunteer to make the region better? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Emporia Main Street is the organization for you. Visit Emporia Main Street at 727 Commercial Street or visit us online at emporiamainstreet.com. Your path to a better community starts at Emporia Main Street.
Live and local sports news and views. Saturday Morning Sports Talk on 96.9 FM and 1400 AM KVOE.
And welcome back to Saturday Morning Sports Talk. And before we bring Greg in, Dylan, let's get to our Emporia Main Street Athletes of the Week. Let's start with the area first this go around.
I'm going to go to Lebo and the boys basketball team and Landon Grimmett. He surpassed 1,000 points in his career last night. So Landon Grimmett of the Lebo boys basketball team is our Main Street Area Athlete of the Week.
All right, Landon Grimmett from Lebo. Nice player. Got to see him play in the Lyon County League Tournament. I really enjoyed watching him play. And how about for Emporia High?
I'm going to go to the girls' bowling team. I'm going to go with Darby Hoff. A good week for her. She finished first in the home triangular on Monday, and yesterday at the Centennial League meet at Flint Hills Lane, she was second. So Darby Hoff of the Emporia High girls' bowling team is our Emporia High Main Street Athlete of the Week.
All right, so a couple of very rewarding athletes there as we honor them this week with the Emporia Main Street Athlete of the Week Award. And with that, we'll now bring in Greg Ray, who is heading to Jefferson City, Missouri. Greg, the last road game of the regular season. Has to feel pretty good.
It does, and I'm kind of – right now I'm working on my Daytona 500 skills driving through Kansas City, so hopefully we don't lose you on the cell signal and – hopefully I don't drive off the edge of the road.
Well, that would be nice to not do that, Greg. So, yeah, well, we won't keep you very long. We haven't even talked wrestling yet, but we just want to get a little preview. Emporia State men and women on the road at Lincoln. Women, of course, up first today, the 12:35 pregame. The women trying to avenge an earlier loss against Lincoln and just try to get some momentum going before the MIAA tournament.
Now they're talking with Coach Toby Wynn. He's going on the philosophy that they're not quite in the MIAA tournament yet, but they are. What they're playing for is a top seven seed, And right now they're tied for the seventh spot in the MIAA standings. They'll be taking on a Lincoln team. Win-loss-wise, they're not having a great season, but they have some of the weapons that caused Emporia State some issues. They have a post player that had a really good game against them at White Auditorium. They do a great job of rebounding. They also have a couple of players who've been able to knock down some threes lately, and defending the three has been a challenge at times for Emporia State. Coach Toby Wynn in his pregame mentioned the fact that Lincoln, their defense against the threes is the worst in the MIAA, and unfortunately for Emporia State, they're at the bottom of as far as 3-point concern. Emporia State just needs to find a way to score some points. Treasure needs to get what she's been getting, but they also need a couple of other players to step up. Unfortunately, for the second game in a row, Emporia State will be without Elena Hartman. She's out with an illness, so somebody else is going to have to come off the bench and add some offensive power for Emporia State this afternoon. Who's that going to be? We'll have to wait and see. Hopefully that there is somebody that can come off the bench and give Emporia State a third player maybe to score double figures. The Emporia State men, huge game. This is a matchup of two teams that are currently tied for third place in the MIAA standings. Emporia State has the advantage right now with the victory at White Auditorium earlier this year. But this Lincoln team has won their last six at home. And you talk about home field or home court advantage. And Jason Gymnasium at Lincoln gives them home court advantage. It doesn't hold a lot of people, but when they pack them in, it gets loud and it becomes a challenge. And it'll be interesting to see if the Hornets can take that crowd out of the game. They can get out to a lead. But they're going to have to be physical today. They're going to have to be ready to battle on the boards. This team, Lincoln, leads the nation in rebounding. So Emporia State's going to have their hands full on the boards, and they're going to have to work extremely hard on the boards. And then they're going to need to knock down some shots. If they can knock down shots like they did last Saturday against Newman, I think they'll be in good shape. But they have to be a lot better defensively than what they had to be the last couple of ball games. They're coming off a high of winning a game in overtime, but they used a lot of energy to win that game. It'll be interesting to see how this game unfolds today.
Greg, getting back to the women just for a moment, you know, they've really – I know they lost at Central the last game they played, Central Missouri. But, you know, they've – I think they've done a great job from the respect of coming off the canvas. I mean, this is a team that at one point was looking like there was no way they were going to be in the MIAA tournament. And they've kind of turned some things around. They've played some decent basketball here of late. So kudos to this women's team.
Yeah, they had gone through a stretch where they had won four of their last five games, now four of their last six games. And going to Central Missouri, losing by eight, you know, if you're just looking at it, you know, from afar, you're saying, oh, that's not a bad loss for Emporia State. They lost by only eight to a team that's ranked 12th in the nation and a team that was riding at the top of the conference standings for most of the season. And here's Central Missouri at the time, is a team that was looking to maybe get back in that chase for a regular season championship. And I don't know if they're going to be able to do that with three games left in their season. But the Lady Hornets have done a good job of battling back. A lot of that you credit to Treasure Joe, who just surpassed the 2,000-point mark for her career. She, last Saturday's game against Newman, she basically put that team on her back and carried them to victory. And if Emporia State want to go a little further than just one game in the MIAA tournament, they're going to need her, but they're going to need a couple of other players really step up and give them some offense. And they're going to have to play a lot better defense. It is kind of surprising how through the first 11 games of the season, first 10 games of the season, Emporia State setting 9-1, and one of the strengths of that team was its defense. Right now, defense, along with its inability to make shots, which has improved, their defense has maybe taken a step or so back, and they're not
have lost him.
As the season goes along.
Well, Greg, you're starting to kind of, I think, get into an area where we're maybe starting to lose you a little bit. If you can, go ahead and set up the schedule for us today, and then we'll let you go.
Okay. Game times are 1 o'clock for the women, 3 o'clock for the men. We'll begin our pregame visit with Coach Toby Wynn on the women's side at about 12:35, and get ready for what could be our final trip to Jason Gymnasium with Lincoln leaving the MIAA and heading to the GLVC next year.
Well, Greg, have a couple of great calls this afternoon and bring home a couple of victories.
I'll do what I can.
All right. All right. Thanks, Greg.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
All right, Greg Ray again on the road heading to Jefferson City, Missouri, Emporia State at Lincoln later on today on Mix 104.9. And, Dylan, obviously a big sport for Emporia High going on right now, regional wrestling for the boys. That's got underway yesterday, and it'll continue on into today. But six wrestlers off to state for the Emporia High Spartans.
Yep, they sent 12 to regionals, and unfortunately there were six that got eliminated yesterday because of a double elimination format. But Zarek Tunjaruncle is wrestling for a regional championship at 150. He's 33-0. That loss he had at Dodge City against Derek Johnson of Hoxie, that was at 157, so that doesn't count against Zarek. But Zarek wrestling again for a regional championship and possibly going to try to get a top half of the bracket, depending on how the state seeding goes. But Zarek's going to be a favorite to win 150 and 5A. And also making the semifinal yesterday was Josiah Bradley. He lost 9-2 to Rio Gomez of Newton. And the Gomez kid, I've seen him before as a wrestler, and he was in the semifinals last year in 5A at 285, but he lost to a Bonner Springs kid, and on the other side of that was a Salina South kid that I covered last year. So, but Josiah Bradley, good for him, but losing to a very tough wrestler in the semifinals, and also still alive for Emporia High. Lucas Hainline at 138, and then also Christian Trujillo at 157, and Davian White at 165, and Jesse Altrares at 175, and they can all finish as high as third, with Zarek either being a regional champion or a regional runner-up. So, they're going to send six. The girls are going to send seven. So,
of course, our state coverage will begin next week. Girls are up, I guess that's what,
Wednesday and Thursday.
And then boys Friday, Saturday. Of course, you can hear the matches tonight, hear them, but you'll get updates on the matches today. Curtis Simons providing some coverage. They're in Andover for regional wrestling. So congratulations to those six who have qualified, and of course congrats to the girls who will send seven to state next week. Let's see, you mentioned the bowling. They had the Centennial League meet tournament yesterday. The girls finished third, boys finished fourth. And they'll have regionals, I guess, what, Tuesday?
Tuesday up in Topeka, hosted by Seaman at Westridge Lanes.
And then state swimming going on, I guess the 200 free relay. They will get a swim today, a second one.
Yep, and they were able to get that 16th spot. And so congrats to those guys, and that is Logan Wojak, Shane Anderson, Tyler Luthi, and Will Walker. 400 relay team, I think they were 20th, but they cut off 3 seconds off their personal best time. So, they're going to be swimming in the Constellation Finals today up in Lenexa, so they could finish as high as ninth.
All right. Well, let's just go through the schedule of games today, and then we will get out of here. Of course, Emporia State, again, they're at Lincoln, 12:35 pregame for the women's side, a 1 o'clock tip. That, of course, games both, of course, on Mix 104.9. On our Country FM, Country 101.7, Iowa State at K-State, a big 12 matchup featuring two ranked teams. Noon for pregame, 1 o'clock for tip. And then, of course, hey, the big matchup in Lawrence, game day in town. Baylor plays at Kansas two top 10 teams going at it. Of course, big time implications as far as the Big 12 championship is concerned. 1:30 pregame, 3 o'clock tip right here on KVOE AM. So a couple of big matchups featuring the Sunflower Schools.
Would you have thought if KU had 4 losses right now, because what they were a couple weeks ago, they were about 4th, would you picture right now KU being tied at the top with Baylor going into this game?
No, of course, two huge road wins. Anytime I don't care who you're playing, you get road wins in this conference. It's big, and they went to Oklahoma and won, and they had a big one against Oklahoma State. So that sets up the game here this afternoon. So that will wrap things up for us here on this Saturday morning. Our thanks to our high school coaches who joined us, Carolyn Dorsey and Lee Baldwin, both picking up wins last night in Junction City. They'll finish off their regular season Friday night at home against Washburn Rural. Boys playing for a league championship. My thanks to Dylan Sherwood. I'm Tim Miller. Thanks for tuning in. This has been Saturday Morning Sports Talk. We're driven by LongbineAuto.com.
Live and local. 1400 AM KVOE Emporia. 96.9 FM K245 BQ Emporia.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Next week marks 1 year since Russia invaded Ukraine, and multiple investigations continue to look into evidence of possible war crimes. Today, Vice President Kamala Harris, on her visit to Germany for a security conference, announcing that the U.S. has determined in its evidence that Russia committed crimes against humanity in Ukraine. ABC's Patrick Rievel is in Kyiv on what's next.
This is significant because this is now the U.S. saying it formally considers Russia has committed crimes against humanity. But how to actually hold Russia accountable, that's a huge question that countries are grappling with right now. Ukraine is calling for a special international tribunal to be created to try Vladimir Putin. But that seems very far off for now.
President Biden will travel to Poland Monday to meet with allies to mark 1 year since the war began and also show a solidarity for Ukraine.